all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world that forgets you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.
Heard that mirrors never lie,
But that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me.
Maybe Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Proudly presents the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Mahalo to all the listeners of PalTalk.com and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350, and our direct lines are same area code 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. And I have a wonderful surprise for each and every one of you. And I'm sure that each and every one of you would like to mark your calendars, because our guest tonight will be on the very first Tuesday of every month under the World Global Healing Circle of Light. And I am so thrilled to know that we will be sharing with each and every one of you the first Tuesday of every month. So please remember to mark your calendars. Our guest once again is Todd Stockwell. And before we bring him onto the show, please allow me to share this wonderful background information about our guest for this evening with each and every one of you. Todd Stockwell has a MS in leadership and training at Alameda University, BA in sociology from the University of Michigan, and over 20 years of management consulting experience, and 5 years working with persons with development disabilities. He is not only a coach, a teacher, and a spiritual guide. Todd has helped thousands create lasting change in their life and is bringing this work to individuals, companies, and schools. We are here to serve you on the highest level possible. So without further delay, because we have so much to cover tonight, let's all give Master Teacher Todd Stockwell a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Todd.
Well, thank you. Thank
you, Leila. Great to have you back with us this evening.
It's an honor to be back with you.
Thank you. Well, first of all, before we get started on our show tonight we're actually going to be talking about, are you ready to be the highest light, stepping into the new paradigm in the Christ reality? Todd, I'd like to ask you if you would share with all the listeners tonight how you got started into this knowledge and some of the profound changes that this has made for you and your spiritual growth.
Okay, well, this work was handed directly to me as downloads. Downloads are the true way that we actually learn. You've probably all taken a task and then just knew the answers without any study at all. And of course, you know, that's a normal process, because you already received that download. I've always had this ability, you know, even when I fought it, you know, for a long time, there were periods where I fought it. So the growth was breaking down the different things that created the fight, you know, of who we truly are, you know, and that was what my battle was. So that's it in a nutshell.
Thank you, Todd. You know, I'd like to have you share as well, if you would, with all our listeners tonight, a little bit about the mystery school, if you would.
Okay. Which mystery school are we talking? Are we talking about the spiritual mystery schools?
The one in Utah.
Okay. So we're talking about the Seventh Ray Mystery School. What would you like to know?
Well, I know that you studied with the Mystery School in Utah, and so if you could just tell us a little bit about the school and what led you to this particular school.
Okay, it's one of the true mystery schools on the planet. It was set up, and now it's currently within the Ray of Metatron. So currently the mystery schools are transitioning, and that's why I asked, because we're transitioning to actually be within each ray of the archangels and then beyond that for another mystery school. But so that's kind of how it's working right now. Originally they were all high places, they were all high elevation areas because the energies were facilitative for this kind of work. Now, with the way that the energies are working, we're able to bring energies without the vortex, outward vortexes. We're able to utilize our own energy vortexes to bring the energies directly into wherever we're doing the work.
Thank you. I just want to let the listeners know, thank you for letting me know that you're having a bit of difficulties in hearing our guest tonight, Master Teacher Todd Stockwell. Our technicians are working on that at the time, and thank you for your patience. Thank you for notifying me that you were having that bit of a challenge, and we will have that corrected here very shortly. So thank you once again. I also want to remind and invite all of our listeners this evening to pay a visit to my show page with bbsradio.com. And for all the listeners in Pal Talk, I have a wealth of information that's been placed in the room, along with Master Teacher Todd Stockwell's website listed as well for all of your convenience. And you're also welcome to my show page as well. We have also are posting the call-in numbers for each and every one of you as well. So thank you to all of you tonight that is tuned in to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. I've got another question that I would like to ask you, Todd, if I may. And I would actually like to explore deeper into what does it mean, the new paradigm and the Christ reality.
Okay, well, the new paradigm is the Christ reality. This is heaven on earth, whereas Christ consciousness was opening to be ready for the Christ reality. There have been many evolutions within the consciousness, but this is the greatest time ever on the planet. We've chosen to create a whole new world free of jealousy.
I do apologize, Todd. If you could bear with me, please. Sorry about the interjection. I want to apologize to all my listeners tonight, and thank you for letting me know that we have lost sound, and our technician is working on the sound for each of you this evening, so please bear with us. And thank you for keeping me abreast of what is going on. If you will continue, Todd, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, our listeners were not actually able to hear us over the radio, and your yes. So they're wonderful. I tell you, Todd, I have great listeners that tune into this show. They keep me abreast of what's going on. And it's obvious none of them want to miss what you have to share with all of us tonight. We understand the importance, and we definitely want to make sure we honor you and what the masters and the hierarchy have to share with us. But please.
Okay. So I'll start from the beginning as far as with the new paradigm. It's the Christ reality, and this is heaven on earth. Whereas the Christ consciousness was actually an opening to get us ready for the Christ reality. There have been a lot of evolutions within the consciousness, but this is the greatest time ever on this planet. We've chosen to create a whole new world, free of jealousy, free of negative competition, free of the need to be right, and free of the need to be better than or less than others. And that means that we're free of fighting and free of war. Remember, you're a divine being here for a divine purpose. And when you're aligned with your purpose, your life is joyous. So basically, it's the time of genius, and it's the time that we all need to get on our divine path and be the divine being that we're meant to be. And that's what the Power Beyond and the Beyonder programs and workshops are all about, is getting people to that genius.
Wow, I thank you for sharing that with us, Todd, because I know, as obviously as you know, that I've been studying with you and the profound changes that it has made, not only in my personal environment, but within my own spiritual growth, within myself. And it is so refreshing to get up every morning with joy and that internal peace. You know, and I always thought I walked around with peace. But I understand what it means now to have internal peace and joy, not only within, but without as well. And I personally want to thank you, Todd, that you chose to come here to Phoenix and to offer your classes, your wisdom. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On that note, would you share with all of our listeners tonight about the different classes that you do offer to all of us?
Oh, sure. There's a wide array of classes that are available. Within the Power Beyond program, there are programs such as the 12 Levels of NSOF, where that it's work that we do completely over the phone. It's where that it doesn't matter where you're at, we'll do the work over the phone. Then there's also Beyonder levels, depending on the individual, and those levels are all also done over the phone. Then there's the techniques and different things that we teach. So we have a wide variety of exercises and tools. Everything is handed down so that each individual is fully prepared to go out and actually do the work that they're meant to do. And it also opens up each and every one of their own personal gifts. So not only are they receiving gifts that are specific where that they'll be able to go out and do them, but they also receive the within that downloads where that they can go out and actually do this work the way that they're meant to.
Thank you, Todd, for that. We do have some questions coming in, but I also wanted to let you know that the listeners have been very excited to have you back on to the show, and I know they're probably jumping out of their seats tonight with realizing that you will be coming to share with us every month, and so I know that they're very busy taking notes and so forth, but we've got some questions, and they personally wanted to let you know. They've been letting me know that to say hello to you, and they're happy to have you back with us again. Free Child says here, has not the Ascended Masters and Mother Earth herself chosen this?
What was the question? Because I barely heard it.
Okay. Free Child's question to you is, has not the Ascended Masters and Mother Earth herself chosen this?
Yes, all of the hierarchy of light has taken a part in this, but we as a consciousness are the ones who had to evolve to create this.
Absolutely. Her next comment to you is, Free Child, the human race has not yet, the human race has not yet. They will be affected by the consciousness rising. Would you like to make a comment on that?
Has not yet. I'm not understanding how that question.
So I think what she's meaning here is that even though Mother Solo is ascending, even though we as a human race is ascending as well along with her, the human race in a big way hasn't quite caught up in the ascension process, or let's put it this way, stepping out of the old paradigm into the new.
Okay, all right. Yes, well, you can say that to a degree, but that's the mass consciousness. So what we're moving through, though, and the work that we're doing is going beyond enlightenment, and that is the state where that we're going to be able to facilitate it and make it so that the consciousness can move directly and smoothly through this transition.
Thank you very much. Well, let's talk. Let's go back to about the new paradigm and the Christ reality. Because when we talk about the old way of being and stepping into the new paradigm, as I know firsthand just by experiencing the 12 levels of Ensoph and obviously taking your classes, what are the other things that you can suggest to the listeners tonight to gauge for themselves if they find that they are still haven't quite fully stepped into the new paradigm? Is there any thoughts you can share with us tonight on that?
Well, what we all need to do is to focus on our own self-empowerment and getting out of the way, you know, focus on how large we're meant to be and not on the smallness of the situation. It's about living in this moment, like what we can do right now, and not think about what in the future am I meant to do or what in the future am I going to do. It's now. So the key is that what is the thing in this very moment that I need to do to really make the shifts happen, that really make the world see what it can be and what it's meant to be?
Thank you. I would like to be able to go back to you sharing the different classes that you do offer, because I know you do extensive traveling, and I know that you're coming back here to May, which you know I'm very looking forward to it. But please continue sharing those classes with our listeners.
Okay, well, I'll be in Waukesha, Wisconsin this weekend coming up. We've got a great program there. It's a leadership program, a Joy Series. So it's Power Beyond, and it's also an ADAPT. So we'll also be doing ADAPT, some mystery school work there. So that's exciting. And then the next one will be in Toronto, so it's just the opposite way from where I'm at.
about the same drive, almost the same drive up to Canada, up to Toronto. And so there will be a leadership program, which is also a Joy series. Now each program that we do is specific to the region, so they may have the same title, but a lot of the energies, you want to check in if you feel like traveling to one of these programs, which one really resonates with you. Now, don't look at the words. You want to check how it feels to you in the heart, because that's what you want to make sure of, because you're going to have a connection to a certain group with this work. So be open to, wow, I could go to L.A. for the program at the end of the month, or, oh, I could go to Toronto in the middle of the month, because those are the main programs that I have right now this next month. And then after that, we're in Phoenix. Each program's going to teach different empowerments, you know, where these groups will need certain empowerments that they can go out and do for individuals, for groups. There's training with Power Beyond programs where that I'm training you how to do the Power Beyond and hold the energy for Power Beyond 1, Level 2, Level 3, which are art programs and creation programs where they, we're working in the schools already with them. You know, public schools, private schools. We're also working within, I've worked within companies with it, because it is out of box training squared.
Yes.
So
that's
so
a key,
there's
a very important key as well, Todd, is out of the box thinking. And that really helped me as well, because I didn't even realize I was still caught up in the box, so to speak, with my own personal thinking. And that is one of the elements that really helped me, because now I have fully stepped out of the box. My thinking has expanded, and the creativity that has just flown in has been awesome, beyond words that I could ever describe, and that's been very profound for me as well. We do have a caller, so let's invite our caller. Welcome to the show. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Leilani.
Hello.
It's Patricia calling from Canada.
Hi, Patricia. Lots of love and hugs to you, honey.
Hugs to you, too. Todd, the work that you do is absolutely wonderful and amazing. I do have a couple, however.
Okay.
My husband and I also are guided by Metatron, and we haven't had a chance to talk personally, but hopefully we will. I'm wondering where the Earth stands in all of the work that you do, the concept that Mother Earth lies in reconnecting with her and being aware of the planet that you live upon, and what she's actually doing right now with the hierarchy.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful partnership, you know. We've been doing grid work, connective grid work, with Mother Gaia for quite some time, with the new grid system, the Indigo grid system that is placed. It's all the way around the planet already, and it's already connected, but there's still work being done to connect even deeper. I hope that answers the question.
Patricia, are you there? Okay, so anyway, thank you, Todd, for answering that, and I want to personally thank our caller for this evening, Patricia, all the way from Canada. I do have some more comments in from our listeners, and anyway, this are you there,
the
Patricia?
No, get off the phone.
Oh, honey. Oh, go ahead and ask for your further question, please. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. I won't take up the air time, and I'm sure that we'll all talk again. And thanks, Todd, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Creative blessings.
Thank you, Patricia.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Wow. That was so cool. But anyway, we've got Del Rey, and he's typed in to me. He says, there are three types of humans here. One, those who are awake. Number two, those who are sleeping. Number three, those who have awakened and went back to sleep. Would you like to comment on those three?
Well, I don't really focus on any of that. All I'm focused on are those who are ready, you know. So to me, the key is that working with those who are ready to awaken, and those who are awakened.
Thank you, Todd. Well, one of the questions that I really wanted to ask you this evening, you say here, we as leaders of the new paradigm must be beyond enlightenment to facilitate the enlightenment of the consciousness. What do you mean by enlightenment? Let's handle that one first. So what do you mean by enlightenment?
Well, enlightenment is the state of connection, of true connection.
Okay, and then the next part of this is when you state one must be beyond the enlightenment to facilitate the enlightenment of the consciousness, can you expand on what you mean by this statement?
Yes, I can, of course. For those who are familiar with what the bleep, you know, how just a small group of individuals with a specific intent were able to change for, you know, a whole city, you know. Imagine now that a group of individuals who are empowered to a whole new level on this planet get together with an intent. How large number do you think it would take to change the entire consciousness? It'll take a great number of those of us, you know, I mean, who are here to lead the rest of the collective and truly create heaven on earth. So that's what I'm talking about. We must be at the very high mastery level to elevate the consciousness. So it is then that beyond enlightenment and walking and living in spirit neutral, that's the key. So we must be completely connected on the highest level and be grounded as well so that we're able to create. We must be free of the earthopoly, of the drama, of the matrix, whatever you want to call all those terms. We must be truly connected and able to utilize the Enthalpic energies. That's what Power Beyond does. That's what Beyond Our Programs do. That's what we're here to help you with, so that you are connected and you are grounded, because a lot of people think that it's fine to be, you know, up in that energy all the time. Well, you have to be up in that energy and grounded. You have to be solid. You have to be rock solid to make this happen.
I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, for many years, I was completely out of my body, very ungrounded, and I realized the importance of being able to connect with those of the high God consciousness, but at the same time stay very grounded and anchored here on the physical plane, so that way I could be a full expression of being divine service to humanity. And so we have another question in the room, and it is from Del Rey. He says, can one's Merkaba help to take them to the level of Insof?
Can one, what was the term, Merkaba?
Yes.
Help individuals get to the level of Insof?
Yes.
Okay. Well, with the 12 levels of Insof, we're utilizing the energy in a whole new way. There have been little connections in the past, So now we're overriding all the old programs and actually able to bring all of the levels within and weave them into every molecule of the body. So I hope that answers the question. We're able to do this now.
Yes, and Del Rey says as well as Insof is a higher vibration than Elohim. Would you like to comment on that as well?
Yes, exactly, because Elohim is the creator God, whereas Insof is that which is beyond the beyond. So it's a whole different level. It's the creator of all creation. That which is Elohim is the creator of a universe. So therefore, each universe is created from Sophia. Ensof is that which is beyond Sophia.
Thank you. I have another question here that I would like to ask you as well. And can you share with us tonight about the 12 levels of Ensof downloads, what they are, and to also explain what the light body is and how the 12 levels of Ensof download supports the light body?
Okay, well, 12 levels of Ensof, like I said before, infuses the highest energies directly into every molecule of the body. This is new. This would not have been able to happen even 5 years ago. You know, bodies would have exploded. This creates the highest light body possible. When this is fully activated and fully lit, we're free from illness, disease, suffering, the drama, the earthopoly, and fear. We're able to create miracles with ease and help others on a level that you'd find hard to believe. You're able to help others just by passing them by, just by speaking with them, just by speaking over the radio or on television. There's currently a special right now that we have, you know, on the 12 levels too. So it's very affordable too. It's less than half what it normally is, you know, for those. And we do it over the phone, like I said earlier. This process is so important that's why I'm able to give like such a good deal right now. So you know, you can check it out on the website, and everybody check out the White Buffalo Ceremony page, and let me know what you think of the painting, okay?
By the way, I did really awesome, Todd. I've really enjoyed seeing all the wonderful things that you have added to your website, and that is www.beyond1111.com. That website address is beyond1111.com. And I also have the link posted up for all the listeners tonight, and we're also putting it into the room for your convenience as well. I couldn't recommend enough to go to the website and take a look, explore all the different classes that Todd has to offer to everyone. He has a show special that he's offering to all the listeners tonight for the 12 levels of Ensof. Please, if you decide that you would like to do the 12 levels of Ensof, let Todd know that you heard about him through the show of the Universal Spiritual Connection. And you are going to bless us tonight with more downloads. Is that correct, Todd?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn that over to you, and you can go ahead and get started.
Excellent. All right. So everybody, make sure you're in a nice comfy spot. It's best if you're not driving, don't close your eyes, but if you are driving, don't close your eyes, I should say. I'm saying it backward, but that's okay. You understand. So if you're not driving, then that's good. Go ahead and relax. Close your eyes. Take a deep, deep breath. And release slowly. Now focus on reaching out into the universe, reaching out to the depths of the universe, to the furthest, furthest point. And there's a star there that's a massive star. It's bigger than all the other stars combined. So reach over and bring that to you and surround yourself in it. When you're surrounded in it, say open, full access. Now focus on smashing that star down so it fits directly into your heart chakra, the flame at the base of your heart chakra, which is the core. And when you get it there, again, say open, full access. Now repeat after me. Upward, faster, faster, faster. Now feel yourself moving through a light tunnel. And as you're moving faster and faster, notice the colors. You're seeing new colors here that you've never seen before. Notice that as you're moving faster, you're also not moving at all. As you're moving to your right, you're also moving to your left. As you're moving forward, you're also moving backward. And as you're moving outward, you're also moving inward. Now repeat after me. 1, 2, 3, open. Delete old files. Delete old programs. Release negative structures. Release false thought. Release false reality. Burn them. Burn. Burn. Dragon fire, dragon fire, dragon fire. Supernova. Reprogram. Restructure. Reconnect. True connect. Activate all codes needed. Activate Sacred Heart. Activate Sacred Flame. Ignite. Explode. 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 1111, open. Activate all codes needed. Restructure. Reprogram. Relight. True light. Activate Indigo Grid. Activate God Self. Awaken. 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 Be Agate. My Yahweh. Varit. Suto. Bayabu. Jaqui. Zion. Avale. Sukata. Shehina. Azwe. Alaha. Ananeha. Abredosh. Quinale. Suatos. Suatias. Eao. Eau. Eawa. Eawa. Kuvale. Mashe. Ensof. 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 I am the highest light of God. I am. I am the highest power of God. I am. I am the highest love of God. I am. I am God's great temple. The kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God is home. I am home. I am. I am. I am. I remember Alaha. I remember Ananeha. I remember Ensof. Amen. 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 Anchor. Ground. Solidify. I am anchored in my truth. I am grounded in my reality. I am solid in my path. I speak the truth. I teach the truth. I know the truth because I am the truth. I am. I am. I am. I do remember. I am complete. I do remember. I am home. Amen. 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 And with that, we are complete.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Todd. So awesome. Oh, my goodness. I want to be soft with all the listeners tonight. I know that we have a lot of listeners that are tuned in tonight, and truly sit back and enjoy these downloads, giving yourself to the permission to bathe in this wonderful God-conscious energy, and just totally enjoy it, because I know I am. Todd, real quick, we do have a question that has been presented from one of the listeners.
Okay.
And Bell says, this could not have happened 5 years ago. What exactly facilitated the change 5 years ago, please?
There were many different, there's been many evolutions, you know, along the way, but what happened during that point and period was that we had so many individuals that needed to work their way into light body consciousness, and so within that transition where that many did step into being light bodies, then we were ready once we had enough individuals who had transitioned to be light beings in the physical.
Thank you. And Free Child says, initiations of the soul take divine action and releasing, and also what we are needing to know of each of them as experiences, so that we can feel our being with conscious knowing. Thank you for that sharing with us, Free Child. Who I'm still enjoying this wonderful download that you have shared with each of us tonight. And before we have to say goodnight, Todd, let's talk a little bit further about the 12 levels of NSOF, and I know that you are offering all the listeners tonight a special price to take the 12 levels. Could you share a little bit more about the downloads with the listeners, and so they can fully understand? Because what we just got through doing is is similar to what they would receive over the phone. Is that correct?
Well, what we did there is it's a different level. You know, we're working within that universal computer system in order to process the processes at hand. So the 12 levels of NSOF is a really massive, work, you know. So we're able to do it pretty quickly, though. And the special is that it's normally $1,212, but it's the special is $555. So it's a huge discount, and that is to make sure, because right now it's so imperative to get the consciousness motivated and awaken as many as possible, you know. So that's what this work is all about, and so that's what the 12 levels create within each individual as they've received it, as they've broken into that connection. So the process takes a few phone sessions, but the work continues. So the work will continue even when we're not doing phone sessions, and that's how all this work happens. You'll notice, you know, you might even wake up at 3, 4 in the morning and feel like, whoa, what was that, you know? It's a time where that there's less cellular memory, so that's when a lot of this work really takes place, is when we don't have that battle between what the body and the brain thinks that they can. That's why we utilize the universal computer system as well, though, is because we're able to get them on board, because we kind of work in unison with the body and brain, so that it's a comfortable experience. It's not like a battle experience, which is the tendency of the stubborn mind and the stubborn body. So
thank you. I once again want to invite all our listeners tonight to Master Teacher Todd Stockwell's website, and that site's address is beyond1111.com. Please mark your calendars. Todd will be joining us every first Tuesday of every month, and he'll have surprises to share with all of you, each appearance that he makes with all of us. We truly hope that you have enjoyed the show tonight. We want to thank our caller for this evening and all the wonderful questions and thoughts that has been shared with us tonight. And I personally want to thank all our listeners as well for your patience and understanding with some of the technical challenges that we did have tonight. And we all pulled together, worked together collectively, and thank you for your support and your love to this show. And I personally want to thank you, Todd, as well, for coming and sharing with all of us tonight. Many blessings to you and to yours. And I also want to thank you for your understanding as well with our technical difficulties tonight on the show. But on that note, we want to say good night to you, Todd. Good night to the listeners. Remember, you are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Remember to love yourselves and your families. Blessings to each and every one of you. Good night.